intimate time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. I'm so excited you're here. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore. And before we dive into today's show, I just want to remind all of you that there's still time to sign up for my free call, which I'm hosting this Thursday, August 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern. If you go to my site, www.souljourneys.ca, you'll learn about the very special Akashic Record Intensive that I'm hosting in Sedona next month. It'll probably be the last time that I do this live and in person. And most certainly for this year, it's going to be a really magical trip. So we'd love for you to join us and learn more about that. So be sure to visit www.souljourneys.ca to learn more about that. And now I'd like to dive into our show for today and introduce you to a very special lady and dear friend of mine who is an amazing intuitive. Her name is Joanna Garzilli. She is americasintuitioncoach.com. And Joanna actually was born in England and was a former London socialite. And she's now America's Intuition Coach and author of Unleash the Psychic in You, How to Trust Your Intuition for Successful Decision-Making. So she's been working with these gifts for quite some time. She is very successful in her business. She has had a lot of media attention and has worked with a lot of celebrities, politicians, and conscious business owners, luminaries, etc., to help them really move through the blocks that prevent them from being out there in a big way and creating big results. And as a result of working with her, they often have even more success than they're already having. So she's definitely someone to learn more about. You're going to want to visit americasintuitioncoach.com. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome Joanna to the show. Welcome, Joanna.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
I'm very excited that you're here.
I'm excited to be here. You know, I love connecting with you always, and I'm grateful to...
I think people are going to be listening to our little tea party today. It's like listening on a girlfriend conversation. So...
Definitely. But Earl Grey, we need to Earl Grey tea, darling.
That's right. Earl Grey is one of the best, for sure. So some folks who are listening will, of course, know who you are, and other folks may just be learning about you for the first time. And I always find it helpful for people to know, how did you get here? What was the journey that you took to now be aligned to your purpose?
So a series of things happened for me. And I'd say, like, the main thing I used to take vacations out here in the U.S. As a kid. And I think just from that, when I remember coming back from taking this trip to Disney World when I was six, and I'm going to talk about the journey on the way over there first on the flight, was my mom lost me on the plane. And, you know, back in the day then, you didn't have all the TSA stuff, so you could run around sort of flights. And eventually my mom found me. I had been sitting with a Native American chief, a priest, and then two Hare Krishnas. And I took my way around the plane. And, you know, just basically my mom would say, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Is she driving you nuts? And, yeah, we were quite happily talking about the meaning of life, and I was six. So that was, like, part of it. And I remember then coming back from Disney World, which was so awesome, and having a totally American accent, and my mom freaking out about that. So I think that, you know, my heart was very much in the States, and my soul definitely called me out here. I'd have a lot of trips back and forth and just really resonated with the culture. And I know being British, it's like, oh, well, why America's intuition coach? But that's what felt right and just felt like sort of the right way to go. And, also in the UK, the topic of intuition is becoming more and more acceptable, but it's much more sort of, has been sort of slower to catch up in terms of that thinking. And I found that the States was just much more open to that sort of thing, especially California. I know my own spiritual development as I've been very psychic since I was 6 years old, but I tried to shut it down because I didn't know how to make it work for me in my life, and I didn't know how to express myself clearly with it. And then in my very early 20s, it started to really awaken within me again, and I was doing tons of meditation and soul searching, but I was very ungrounded with it. So I found that I was having intense spiritual connections, but then I couldn't function in the everyday world. And that sort of turned my life upside down. And I ended up throwing the baby out with the bathwater and losing everything. I came from an affluent family, but I burned through all my money and just went out there a bit, sort of like, okay, well, I'm just going to go off and travel around the world. And I thought, well, because I'm so connected to spirit, well, God will just take care of me, and don't understand why I ended up on my friend's air mattress in a garage and in Burbank before Christmas time years back, because I just wasn't getting it. And I think, that was definitely a full deep turning point for me. But it was really that, even when you're connected to spirit, even when you're connected to spiritual purpose and what you're meant to do, you have to take full responsibility for your life. And that is really, like, I'd say what I love sharing with people now is once they, not getting them connected to spirit, but once they're connected, how to really own their spiritual power and how to be responsible with it.
Mm-hmm. I love how you share that, because people think that being connected to source or being connected to their intuition is the destination, and that it's going to make everything better. But like you shared, it's all about managing the energy and managing the power that comes with that.
Yes, and I think every day is a management thing. I was out to dinner the other night with Nicola Pittman from Splash Magazine, and she was interviewing the psychic twins. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're pretty like sort of big there. And they were saying to her how they struggle, like, really, because, I mean, they're amazing psychics, but going through so much struggle with that energy that has happened to run through them and the sensitivity that was physically making them, not feel good, and having on a daily basis to manage that energy, as you just said.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of comforting for me because they're brilliant at what they do. And I'm like, gosh, I see a lot of intuitives and psychics, and then, people that are just very clairsentient, who, also known as being an empath, but people that don't know what that is, that would struggle with just, getting headaches or having anxiety attacks or just feeling exhausted and, not having done that much in the day and going, gosh, why am I tired from just, going out shopping for food or having a conversation, but not understanding it's the energy that they're running through them that is causing that exhaustion, and the importance of clean diet, and which I know you know all about, and advocate and really, taking good care of oneself.
Mm-hmm. I love that you bring this up, because it actually reminds me of a conversation I just had recently with someone. And I want to just kind of plant the seed, but I feel like we'll talk about it more after the break, and it also ties into what you're doing, which is that some people think, well, why should I bother paying a psychic? All you're doing is channeling information. How come, this person or that person charges so much? But there's so much that needs to be done for the psychic to be able to be the channel that they are, that they have to invest in themselves in order to be a clear channel for us. And also, on the other hand, if you're designing a business around this, you have to factor in, you know, so many things into your pricing that reflects what's required of you to really show up for people. So I want to kind of plant that seed and pick up there when we come back from the commercial break. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there is enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid, and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Joanna Garzilli of AmericasIntuitionCoach.com. And before the break, I planted a little seed about why psychics and other helping professionals charge what they do, and also giving some thought to if you're going to be starting a business or perhaps you're already in business and doing something similar to that, do your prices reflect what really goes into the behind-the-scenes prep to allow you to be available to be a clear channel for folks? So, Joanna, I mean, I could talk about this forever, but what are your thoughts around pricing and kind of what happens in the back end?
Yeah, I could talk about this forever, too. We'd be on the phone, like, for a really long time on air, but yeah, one of the thoughts that just popped into my head right away when you shared what you just shared was one of my clients. I remember a while back, she said to me, "Oh, you know, her vision, her goal was she wanted to make seven figures a year." And I said, "Well, why do you want to make seven figures? You know," "Why do you want to make seven figures a year?" And she said, "Well, so I can have freedom, so I can have like a vacation with, you know, with my daughter and travel and." You know, and I said, well, you would have to work like a lot of hours to hit those goals, like in terms of like the service-based stuff that she was doing rather than some of these bigger, like, you know, coaching program things. But she was like, well, you know, I'm happy to work with 40 clients a week. And I said, 40 a week? Like, you know, I knew right away that, I guess she'd been listening to someone out there that's teaching, oh, just go out and get all these clients. Well, energetically, to work with 40 clients a week is, I just think, insane. I mean, even if you're superwoman, yeah, that is like a massive drain energetically, whether you're working as a psychic, an intuitive, or in any profession. I mean, that is just a lot of energy to run. You can only handle that so long. And I said, you know, what's the, you know, the main drive, the motivation for you to make that much money? And again, she just said, well, you know, she wants a vacation with her daughter. And I said, well, you don't need to make seven figures a year to do that. I mean, like, you know, a really nice package vacation was like to Mexico. That's sort of pretty luxury. It's going to be about 3,000. Yeah, if you're just making six figures a year, you're, that would be awesome for you. And then she said, well, yeah, I don't really want to work with 40 clients a week. I just thought, like, that's what I've got to do. And yeah, it's just so interesting. I say interesting. Actually, I found it, it was upsetting for me in a way to just see that thinking of what can be, you know, attached, how one can attach one's mind to needing to do things in that particular way and not really thinking it through, thinking, I've got to do it this way, otherwise there is no other way. And really there are other choices. So I think it's very important to get quiet and to tap into your intuition and get aligned at that core level and go, what do I really want? What is my spiritual purpose here? How do I want to help people? What do I want for my life? Because I hear, you know, I think the buzzword going around more and more about being in service to others. But again, it's like, yeah, you want to be of service to others, but not at the cost of your own energy, of your own health, of making yourself sick, you know, because then really you can't be of service to other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I talk a lot about being the contribution rather than being the source. Because being the source, we're the beginning and end of all things. The world kind of begins and ends with us. Our clients' success or failure is dependent on us. You know, this everything is about us, which is actually very egotistical. But when we're the contribution, we're just contributing. You know, it's like, you know, letting people drink out of the saucer rather than out of the cup. Speaking of tea parties.
Yeah.
And taking what's already, you know, just loving wisdom that we're just happy to share anyways. We're just so overflowing with it that here, have some. But just what you said, you know, and the motivation too. So there's just so much that goes into that. Like how much, when I look at the type of food that I need to eat and the type of exercise routines that I need to be involved in, or actually choose to be involved in, I should say, because I don't have to choose it, but I choose to be healthy for me first and foremost, and then I choose, I feel that whoever I'm working with deserves to receive the best of me and to allow me to be the best channel. So it's all about how I spend my energy and how I, you know, who I surround myself with and how much chaos or non-chaos is in my life and all those kind of things, not to mention training and sleep time and just everything that goes into showing up to spend an hour with someone when people are charging, you know, $25 an hour, $60 an hour for a session. Is that, and I don't know, but is that really reflective of what is going on behind the scenes? Like,
well,
how much money are we having to actually spend to be of service to people?
Right. I mean, you know, obviously that $25 to $60 rate range, like, you know, that range is like really, I think, for people that are maybe in very remote areas of a particular country or where it's just like psychic intuition stuff isn't popular. I also think it's, you know, when people are maybe starting out and they're apprenticing and they're learning and they're trying to, you know, they're sort of still in training.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that you have to, again, it's, I know for myself when when I started out, I used to just do like tea and tarot with friends of mine. And then the first time I sort of like fell into the sort of psychic intuition stuff just as a profession by, it was like, gifted to me, I suppose. And this friend of mine who I'd done a lot of sessions with said, oh, I'm sending a client to you tomorrow. And she's like, what do you charge? And I said, I don't know. I've never charged. And then she said, okay, well, you know, it's £40. I'm going to tell my friend £40, which I guess is like sort of $70. And that was how I started, like that. And then I found that I could only do so many sessions a day. I remember when I first moved out to Los Angeles, and I'd had a TV show in the UK, and then the Aura Shop in Santa Monica, they like announced, you know, Joanna, at the time I was, my stage name thing was Joanna Luce, because I didn't like my last given name, which was Garvin, which didn't sound very like spiritual. Now I'm lucky because I married someone that has like a pretty cool Italian name. But, and so when she said, you know, that I was there, I got swamped. And in that week, I was doing like 10 hours a day of sessions. And, but like after those sessions, I got sick with the flu for several days after that. I could not maintain that level of doing readings and healings. It was really, really, you know, hard for me. And, it took even more energy seeing people in person. Yeah, I'm very, very clairsentient. So when people say, oh, well, how can you read for someone or sort of tune into their energy or see what's going on if, you know, you're on the phone with them, well, that actually gives me some space rather than being directly in front of me, unless I'm doing, you know, deeper energetic healing, you know, healing work. And, so that was a really big, you know, big lesson there. But I remember my rates then, I think at that point were like, gosh, it was like $150 per hour, and then I incrementally sort of went up from there at different stages, and I just sort of trusted my intuition and went, well, what is this worth? And I know some people feel bad about what they charge, like, oh, you know, yeah, how can I charge, like, you know, like a package for X amount of $1,000 or, you know, for this session, depending on, again, on where that person is at in their profession and the service they're providing. But I would say if you're providing a service for someone and you give some type of guidance that can help them, you know, either save thousands or generate thousands or hundreds of thousands in their business, you know, is it worth you getting paid, say, that $250, $300, $500 an hour? I would say absolutely yes. You can't really, you know. And I remember, I think that shift really came for me about, you know, what I charge was I was doing like the Emmys at the time, and then I got connected to someone that they were like, oh my gosh, we have this big business meeting coming up. Could you come to our hotel? They were staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel. I did a session at the time for the owner of the company and the other person that was like I guess the head of marketing. And those two sessions I did at the time, which was like for, I think it was like, I got paid $400 for that in total. They went on to make an additional like $400,000 because of that session that I did with them. So you can't, you know, it's like all these things. It's like, yeah, what is your time worth? What is your energy worth? You know, paying that forward. And I think you have to check in with yourself about, like, you know, I found for myself the type of clients I work with. Like now I don't do one-off sessions anymore. I either do, like, you know, my system, I do intuition blueprint reading, which is a more extensive, like, in-depth session, and I work with a maximum of 10 clients at a time one-on-one, where I do, like, my 90-day program or the 30-day program, and that's it, because I know I can't give, you know, the way that I want to share my energy and support my clients. If I took on more than 10 people, it would just be too much, and 10 is really the maximum for me. So, you know, again, like, I'll look at, okay, well, what are my levels of my overheads, of doing stuff in my business, of income generation, of other stuff that I'm doing where I focus on marketing or, you know, creating free products or anything like that. You know, how much do I need to be generating per year? Okay, if those clients that I work with, I need to make sure that I'm covering my costs. Otherwise, if I'm getting on the phone and freaking out about how much money's coming in, then I can't be, you know, I can still do great and be of service to that person, but not in the way where I would be an even stronger channel and support for them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I know we could talk about this forever. One of the things I like that you mentioned is around using our intuition to even decide our pricing. And I know After the break, we're going to be talking about how important it is to tap into our intuition, regardless of what we're doing in our business, and how it can help us with things like pricing and, you know, serving clients in the best way possible and where to go with our business and so on. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk more about the criticalness, that's not a word, of using our intuition and everything we do, and in particular in our business. So we'll be right back in a moment.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented VacuFactor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented VacuFactor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the VacuFactor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for staying with us. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. And today we are speaking with the one and only Joanna Garzilli of AmericasIntuitionCoach.com. Before the break, we were talking about pricing, and now we're going to be talking about how we need to be using our intuition with setting our prices as entrepreneurs and all the other things that serve us when we're tapping into our intuition as far as making decisions. So, Joanna, I know you're really an expert at this, and you work a lot with entrepreneurs because, you know, you're working with big thought leaders and so on. So why is it so important for us to be tapping into that on a regular basis?
Well, I love, like, the topic of pricing with stuff, because I really believe there's an energy behind each price that you put there. And, you know, it's funny, like, I remember one of my clients, her saying to me, you know, she was like part of some mastermind circle, and she came back, and they're like, oh, just increase your rates, you know, you're so good at what you do, you should be charging, you know, 800 and whatever per hour. And so, you know, she'd been told to start off at like, I don't know, 500 something an hour. But when I read her energy, I'm like, there's no way she's aligned with that. She's not going to get anyone in that price range, because she's not, even though I believe she's worth it, it's just like she's not there yet, and it's not reflected at that outer level. And I really believe you've got to feel it and anchor it at the inner level first. And so I said, well, where I feel like that, you know, would be a good starting point for you is around the sort of 250, 247, 250 mark, because that feels like you can go out there and get that. And she did, and she, you know, started to get people in that price range and sell some other packages that were based off of that sort of hourly rate, but in a package format. So, you know, if you, it's all very well sort of, it's really easy to sabotage yourself and feel like, oh, it's not working, you know, I did all my pricing, I put all my packages out there, I followed this system, or, you know, I'm in this mastermind thing, that mastermind thing, and it's not working. If you're not energetically aligned, there's no way it's going to work. You can know every single marketing thing and, you know, oh, like 7 better than 9, you know, selling something for $297 versus $999 and all that sort of stuff. It doesn't mean anything if your energy's blocked. So that's simple. So I help people, you know, unblock that energy and just look at what is really the truth of what's happening underneath. But there's ways that people can do that for themselves too. And maybe we can just walk people through like a small exercise as to how they can work out if they're aligned with their pricing or not.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, I can explain it really briefly. So,
sure, absolutely.
Let's say...
Okay, everyone, get your pen and paper out. This is important. This is a writer-downer.
So whatever your services that you offer, let's say whether, I don't know, you're a healer or you're a psychic or you're some type of coach, you know, like let's say the time of your session, it's like imagine it's an hour session. And so for that hour session, you know, maybe you think like, you know, write down and say like what you, you know, your ideal of what you want to be earning. And then from there, what you would do is get quite, so let's say it's like, oh, I'd like to be making $300 for a session, for example. And then you would just sort of close your eyes and bring your awareness into the solar plexus area and take a couple of deep breaths. And ideally, you know, even the step before that is you just visualize yourself in a gold circle of light 3 feet in diameter and just start to pull your energy inside that circle and really get connected into your solar plexus. And then imagine that you were getting paid, you know, handed a check or given $300 for you to provide the service. How does that feel? Like, do you really believe that you're worth that or that you can get that? Now, if you start to feel sort of like a tense feeling or a fear feeling or like, gosh, that's out of my league, or, well, yeah, I am, but I just sort of feel like I'm being a fraud for this, or you just feel pressure closing in on your body, or it feels really far away, even though you're pulling that money straight into your solar plexus, then know that, like, you're not ready to go and charge $300 an hour for what you do, even though you consciously know that you're worth it and you have the expertise, but it's just not aligning. So then what you would do is just say, you know, maybe I'll start off like, well, maybe 150 would work. And then again, go through that process of just imagining 150 there, getting paid that 150 by the client. You know, how do you feel? Do you believe that you're going to bring in those clients at the 150 price point? If not, again, you know, it's not aligning. Maybe try 100 and then 100. It's like, yes, you know I can get, gosh, I know I'm worth that. It will be like a very strong yes feeling in your body, which is, of course, I mean, they're going to get so much for that $100 for the hour with me. Then just start off and set your pricing there. And again, the thing that I see with people is they get really attached to, oh my God, if I charge $100, I'm locked in at that. You know, I would suggest that if you're doing something service-based, don't have your prices for products on the internet, but not for service-based stuff. And just know that You can say, yeah, I'm charging $100 for this. And you could even have a sliding scale that when you're doing a strategy session with someone, if they, you know, when you're working with them, have a feeling of, you know what, like, I just, my intuition says to charge them $200 for this session. Or, you know, it says to go for the $300. You know, that person is either going to say yes or no. If there's an equal exchange of energy, if you're giving something and they're getting back in return what they feel is worthwhile for that $300, it's not for you to question it. So, I mean, that's just like a very sort of quick, there's a lot more to that. And I know, Jennifer, you know like a lot about this process and teach that as well, and the understanding of money and everything as well. But that's specifically just using the skill of clairsentience to be able to feel it, and you know what you can charge, and you just start from where you're at and know you can change it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love how you share that, because I know that money is just such a big block for a lot of people, in particular entrepreneurs and in particular women. So aside from money, what else really stops women from being successful in their business, and how do they shift that?
I think self-esteem, self-worth really affects women in a deep way from being powerful in their business. I find a lot of personal issues. One client of mine, she's so awesome and powerful what she does. Before we started working together, she was making zero income in her business. And that was, yeah, again, a lot to do with sort of personal stuff around past her family. And she's now generating income because of looking at the inner stuff. I think it's very easy to skip over your personal issues and say, I don't have time to do any of this inner work, to listen to my inner voice, to take time out for that, because, you know, building a successful business, it's never-ending work. I mean, even when you have tons of systems in place, you know, not to be fooled, but there's always going to be another level and sort of maintenance, and that you know, everything in our industry is constantly changing in business, that you have to be on top of things. It's never going to stop. So I would say you just got to look at being in things for the long haul. And so that really means doing inner maintenance to be able to keep yourself feeling mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy, so that you have the stamina to deal with the physical. But if you ignore sort of these things, they sit in your energy field. And sometimes they will get trapped at a deep cellular level. You have to keep unearthing that stuff to bring in that income, you know, to be able to have a successful business, to bring in that income.
Mm-hmm.
So I was encouraging,
just like you shared, when, you know, the money is, the way the money comes in is going to be determined on how we manage this. So whether we're saving ourselves lots of money by keeping our energy field clear and being tuned into our intuition, or whether we're making more money because of keeping our energy field clear and being tapped into our intuition, it's all going to impact our business. The inner stuff is going to completely impact our business. And one of the things that I want to share with folks, because you're giving away a really generous gift today to everyone who's listening, which I think is fantastic, is if they go to your website, americasintuitioncoach.com, they'll receive a 14-week video series that comes with a soul abundance guided meditation. And then they'll also receive a big miracle breakthrough starter kit, which will come in about 2 weeks after they sign up. All they have to do is sign up for your newsletter, and they'll get all that information. I think that's pretty fantastic. And I also know that you created something really special, which I want to talk more about when we come back from the break, which is the BigMiracleBreakthrough.com. So folks can visit there over the break while Joanna and I are talking. And then when we come back, I know, Joanna, you're going to want to share a little bit more about that and why it's really going to serve people. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Do you dream dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented Vacupractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9000. 9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Thank you for staying with us. You're still listening to Soul Purpose Central, and we are speaking with the amazing Joanna Garzilli today of AmericasIntuitionCoach.com, and I hope you've had a chance to visit so that you can claim all those amazing free gifts that are really going to help. I know Joanna personally. Obviously, we've been chatting like girlfriends, and I know she doesn't share anything that is less than amazing value and content, so you definitely want to get going to want to get your hands on that. And Joanna, I just learned recently, and I want to hear more about it personally, but I know other people listening will as well, the big miracle breakthrough. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, and just before we talk about that, I just really want to say how grateful I am for you. And, you know, you just have such a beautiful, wonderful energy, and you're just such a wise old soul. I'd say, honestly, I sound sort of like old, but I mean, you know, I really
very
appreciate
old.
Wisdom.
I look like I'm about 22, but I'm actually 80 years old.
Yeah, you look super old, but yeah, you're, you know, a super wise soul. And
thank you, honey. I adore you, so right back at you. And let's talk about you.
Yay. So the big miracle breakthrough is definitely is my life's work, and I'm just so excited about this. And that's so what I decided to do was basically offer the Big Miracle Breakthrough Starter Kit for free that would get people like started, especially when people are, you know, when you are in your crap and you just can't get beyond where you're at. And I know what that was like for me. I remember at the time when I was dating like the wrong guy, you know, I mean, I guess I wasn't dating the wrong guy, and that it was sort of divinely unfolded to me and was part of my soul's growth. But I knew I needed to leave that relationship. It was very toxic for me. Yeah, I was staying at his mum's place, I remember, in London in a basement flat apartment with no hot water and central heating in January. It was freezing. I remember, like, going for a job interview, and I didn't even have enough money to take the bus or the train, and, you know, pouring with rain and just feeling so disheartened. And, yeah, so I know what it's like to be at some form of a rock bottom and, you know, not know how I'm going to eat that day, and having so much shame and embarrassment around that, because, yeah, I came from a very affluent family and was around, you know, people were just like mega wealth and tons of celebrities. So it was like, it was very, very definitely tough experience for me that I chose to go through that lesson. And so what I did was, when I created Big Miracle Breakthrough, I was really thinking of helping people from where they're at right now. So if you are in some type of bad situation right now where you're really, you know, struggling with something, that starter kit is just going to get you up and going, because the first meditation on there is discover the true you. And I was spiritually guided. Spirit just basically said, when the Fukushima disaster happened back in March, which was just like, I've never been so energetically affected by a disaster in my life, you know, physically. It was so intense in my body. And Spirit just was like, you've got to get down to Miami. Like, my husband and my son and I, we just got in the car and basically packed up our stuff and just left, which, you know, my parents thought I was freaking nuts. And they don't want anything to do with me now. They just think I'm crazy. But, you know, they come from a very different mindset. I knew that Spirit was guiding me. And we ended up coming down to Miami, finding through Craigslist a gorgeous condo on the beach to rent. And as soon as we got settled, I went online and looked up recording studios in Miami and found Miami Beach Recording Studios and this wonderful record producer called Evangelos. And I just, for the next 2 months, worked intensely on, I was just channeling this product, Big Miracle Breakthrough. And it's a series of 10 guided meditations that cover from working from discover the true you, discover working from the inside out, so that you really get aligned with your core essence. So everything you're doing is really coming from your higher purpose, that you're aligned with your soul's path. And then I created a special meditation. Again, all of these work at the cellular level. They're recorded in surround sound and have originally composed music, because I believe like the energy of music heals and creates energy shifts at that cellular level. So they work really deep, and covering money. So again, some of the things we talked about with, you know, with earning and the blocks that can come up. Anyway, this can relate to any area of your life regarding money and, you know, your relationship with other people around money. You know, like when you go to a restaurant and someone's spending, like, much more money than you, but then you end up, for some reason, paying the bill because of, you know, I was talking to someone about that last night. He said how he had ordered half the amount of stuff. He felt really uncomfortable. And because he felt so uncomfortable and actually a little resentful, he ended up picking up the check. And I said, why did you do that? He goes, I don't know. I said, did you want to pick up the check? He said, no. I said, how did you feel afterwards? He said, I felt really disappointed. Like, I don't want to go for dinner with that friend again. So when you can deal with these money patterns, these things from the inside out, you know, it's not just like about what you charge and what you make, but money works on so many areas of your life. And then I also deal with like getting on your accelerated success path, getting into peak performance, getting into action with spiritual accountability, every aspect of soulmate relationships, from family to love, you know, whether you're in a relationship and want to improve your relationship, whether you don't have one yet. I just took like all the years of everything that came up from all my workshops and the clients I've worked with, and just said, okay, Spirit, give me the download. Talking about career path, living your divine purpose, the one living a divine life, and covering certain philanthropic elements, and really having that dream life. I would say I got inspired by when I was on your tele summit with you, when you talked about the leaving your legacy behind, clarifying and confirming your career path, healing and energizing your soul, spring cleaning your soul as well, like really clearing out. Like if there's people in your social circle that shouldn't be in your inner social circle, and sorry, I made a mistake there. It's healing and energizing your mind, body, and spirit. One person I know, she was feeling really grouchy. She had to go and teach a class. She listened to the Heal and Energize Your Mind, Body, and Spirit meditation. She closed more people in the room than she'd ever closed before from after listening to that meditation. I mean, it works deep. And then there's all these lessons that you get every day as well that take no more than 10 minutes. You get the workbook, and it also has where you can listen to the lessons as well, because some people like either or both. So it's really, like, it's a deep
program. Sounds incredible.
It is challenging, you know, so there's like an intuitive or guided format, and with the guided one, it maps out every single day. All you have to do is just follow it, and you are going to experience changes, because, you know, it's not for someone that wants a quick fix or doesn't want to take responsibility, but I would say the changes or the results you can get are fast, you know, in comparison to not making any changes in your life.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. Well, folks can learn more about that at bigmiraclebreakthrough.com. And Joanna, I'm so grateful that you joined us today. I wish we had more time. It's always such a treat to talk to you, and you're such a wise, angelic being. And I know that everyone on our show today would have been having at least one aha moment. So I really want to thank you for being here, and I want to thank all of you for joining us today and continuing to join us week after week. I wish everyone a wonderful rest of your day and your week, and look forward to connecting in with you again next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.